Today is August 17, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover a striking new study on dementia prevention, some honest talk about what actually makes eating sustainable, and a look at the housing costs squeezing retirees who rely on Social Security. Here's an empowering thought to sit with before we get into the details. Your body is not a mystery you're powerless over. So much of what researchers are learning right now points to one encouraging truth. Small, steady choices you make today are quietly shaping your brain, your gut, and your heart for decades to come. You are allowed to ask questions, push back gently, and be an active partner in your own care. Let's look at why that matters so much this week. Start with this number, 13 years. That's how much longer people lived without developing dementia when they avoided just three things: high blood pressure, smoking, and diabetes, according to a 26-year study following about 12,000 adults between the ages of 40 and 65, discussed on the Dr. Sunil Tan podcast. Think of your blood vessels like garden hoses feeding your brain. When blood pressure and blood sugar stay elevated year after year, those hoses slowly stiffen and narrow, and the brain simply doesn't get what it needs to thrive. Some doctors have even started calling dementia type 3 diabetes, because the connection is that direct. The hopeful part? Movement, nutrition, and regular monitoring are levers you can actually pull. Building on that same idea of catching warning signs early, physicians on that same podcast talked about patterns they watch for in patients over 70. Frequent hospital stays, a weakened heart pump, low protein levels in the blood, being on 10 or more medications, and hip fractures paired with reduced mobility. None of these alone is a diagnosis. Think of them more like a visual progress map with several dots clustering in one corner. Worth a conversation with your doctor about nutrition, your medication list, and planning ahead, rather than a source of alarm. More importantly, even our phones are entering this conversation. A guest on the Rubin Report described how heavy phone use, the average American now spends over 5 hours a day on screens, may reshape the brain's reward system in a way that echoes how ultra-processed food affects appetite. It can crowd out what's called the default mode network, that quiet, idle state your brain uses for reflection and creativity. Here's the encouraging part. In a 2-week study of nearly 500 people who switched to call and text only phones, those who stuck with it saw attention improvements researchers compared to reversing about 10 years of age-related decline. That's a remarkable payoff for something completely free. Speaking of free and simple, let's talk about food, because two respected voices this week landed on the same message from different angles. Harvard researcher Daniel Lieberman, speaking with Chris Williamson, warned against chasing any diet marketed as optimal. Instead, he pointed back to Mediterranean and DASH-style eating, not because they're trendy, but because they're the most thoroughly studied and proven over time. And protein, he noted, doesn't have to come from meat at all. Beans, whole grains, nuts, quinoa, and soy all do the job beautifully, the same way rice and beans have nourished cultures for generations. Journalist Michael Pollan, talking with Dr. Mark Hyman, shared something just as useful. In an NIH study, people eating freely from an ultra-processed menu consumed about 500 more calories a day than when eating a home-cooked version with the same nutrients. Pollan's rule of thumb is refreshingly simple. If you wouldn't have that ingredient in your own kitchen, think twice about it at the store. It's less a diet and more a compass. That same conversation touched on skin health, and it turns out your gut and your skin are more connected than most of us realize. Acne, eczema, psoriasis, and rosacea often trace back to blood sugar swings, food sensitivities like dairy or gluten, and the balance of bacteria in your gut, not just what you put on your face. Speakers also flagged that some everyday skincare ingredients, like parabens and phthalates, may act as hormone disruptors worth discussing with your provider, especially during pregnancy. A few more notes worth carrying into your next doctor's visit. If you've had your gallbladder removed, something that happens about 700,000 times a year in the U.S., remember that your liver actually makes bile, and the gallbladder just stored it. That's why digestion and vitamin absorption can shift for years afterward. If nighttime leg cramps bother you, the culprit is often low magnesium, affecting your nerves rather than potassium. And standard blood tests can miss it, since less than 1% of the body's magnesium even shows up in blood. And for anyone managing Lyme disease with lingering dizziness, about 20% of cases involve lasting symptoms, and dysautonomia, a nervous system regulation issue, is a common treatable piece of that puzzle. A quick word for families managing more complex conditions. For CR patients facing surgery, specialists are finding that anesthesia techniques applied before pain signals reach the spinal cord can meaningfully lower flare risk. For children with chronic pain that hasn't responded to other treatments, neuromodulation devices are showing early promise. And if you've heard claims about the vaccine schedule shrinking dramatically, the more accurate picture is that universally recommended vaccines dropped from about 17 to 11, with a newer, less clearly defined category in between, worth bringing specific questions to your pediatrician about. Finally, let's connect health to something just as foundational: financial stability. Social Security, now 91 years old, keeps 17 million older adults above the poverty line. But housing costs from mortgage-free homeowners climbed 35% between 2019 and 2024, while incomes rose only 23%. That gap is real, and if it's weighing on you, it's a legitimate reason to loop in a financial advisor. This is health too. Here's one simple, cost-free step for today. Take 20 minutes this afternoon, put your phone in another room, and just sit with your own thoughts. No podcasts, no scrolling, nothing to fix. Let your mind wander. That's it. It costs nothing, and it's exactly the kind of small, steady choice that adds up. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your Core Brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.